My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Lankford, a Republican representing the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District. He's a member of both the House Oversight and Budget Committees, and we want to get his thoughts here for the next few minutes on the drama that played out in recent days up on Capitol Hill as it relates to the federal investigation into the Fast and Furious program, gun walking across the border into the hands of Mexican drug cartels, those guns being used to kill hundreds of Mexican citizens, and at least two U.S. federal officials, including Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, the Obama administration invoking executive privilege this week, and the House Oversight Committee then responding with a contempt citation against Attorney General Eric Holder. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be with you, Craig, every time.
Take us inside your personal deliberations over the past several days as it relates to this. Where do you come down on the contempt citation? How are your constituents reacting to all this?
It's a big issue for constituents, and I stand in very strong support of the contempt of Congress. I'm on that committee. I was a part of that hearing from the Oversight and Government Reform with Darrell Issa as the chair there. But there's a lot that goes into that that they tried to distract, that is, the Democrats tried to distract and say this is Bush did this same kind of stuff, and we've gone too slow on this, and or we've gone too fast on this, and we require too much. Here's the real facts. Last year, February the 4th, Department of Justice sent us a letter and said they knew nothing about the gun walking. Then in May, they reiterated again saying we knew nothing about it. And then once we found more evidence that they really did know about it, in December, they retracted all of that. Now, Department of Justice just did a long series of hearings with Roger Clemens because he lied to Congress. When we got the Department of Justice all of last year, or most of last year, telling us they knew nothing about all this gun walking and then retracting it at the end, we're just trying to get to the bottom of it to say, what happened? When did this happen? Who knew? ATF was very forthcoming in all the information when we did the study with ATF on the whole Fast and Furious case. But as soon as we got the Department of Justice, they have slow-walked their information. They've drugged their feet. We're just trying to get to the facts. So a contempt of Congress is appropriate. We put the subpoena out in October, and they've yet to respond to this. And I can't imagine any U.S. attorney waiting this long to be able to get information back.
Congressman, let's talk about a couple of things Democrats have said in the wake of this. Number one, and this was very directly said by the White House press secretary earlier in the week, and that's that this was, as you mentioned, the Democrats allege that this all started under the Bush administration, and actually this attorney general is the one who put a stop to it, so he should be given credit, not blamed. What are the facts there?
You know what? That's a really good spin. There's a program called Wide Receiver that there were about 300 guns that walked. It was in coordination with the Mexican government. The Attorney General Holder came back and said the former Attorney General was fully aware of guns walking. He is blurring the facts on that he later, again, sent back to our committee a retraction statement on that saying, hey, I misspoke on that. The Democrats continue to quote his original statement. They don't quote his retraction of that. What really happened was, this administration, it started during this administration to try to find out how guns were moving from the United States into Mexico. They allowed known straw purchasers, people they assumed were illegal purchasers, to buy high-power weapons at legal gun stores. And then they watched the transaction where they would move from a purchaser to transaction to another person that they gave them to, and they let them go. No one does that. No law enforcement allows a weapon that they know is illegal, illegally being transferred, to just walk away. Then they picked up those weapons at crime scenes after they had murdered by the hundreds Mexicans in the Mexican drug wars that are happening down there, and it wasn't stopped until one of our border agents was killed with one of those guns. So Eric Holder steps up and says he shuts down this program. He shut down the program after it started killing Americans. So while he steps up and says, hey, you should thank me for this, we don't thank him for this. We wish this program would have never started and should have never been done.
Let's talk about documents now. The White House claims, and Holder claims this to some extent, that all relevant documents have been handed over. Yet at the same time, Holder says he's still willing to negotiate about future documents. So where does that all stand?
Yeah, well, the documents now that we've requested, we originally requested 20 different categories of documents. We've now narrowed that down to just one. We want the documents between February the 4th of last year and December of last year. And all that is the documents from when they started saying to us we knew nothing about this until they came out in December and said, oops, we did know things about it and we made mistakes on this. What Eric Holder has told us is the evolving truth, that all of it was truth. It just evolved. We just want the documents related to that. Now the White House has said they're going to exert executive privilege on that, which we had made no accusations to the White House in this process as if they were involved in it. This was Department of Justice only, so we're trying to interpret what are they trying to say that the White House is actually now engaged in trying to protect the Department of Justice. So we just want the simple facts of the case.
Last question on this topic, sir. The allegation from Democratic leader Pelosi that this is really about distracting and defaming Eric Holder in a voter suppression scheme.
Wow, that's a really great accusation. It just is not based in facts. Let me tell you how this can be done. The Secret Service thoroughly botched and has had a huge scandal a couple of months ago. So they came out with all the documents, everything related to it, were very wide open. It was solved in a month, and it was over. GSA has this crazy conference in Las Vegas last year where they spent almost $1 million on a conference, did all kinds of crazy things. It was discovered, all the documents came out, it was settled in a month, and it's no more. The ATF, when we started the Fast and Furious, started giving us all documents, all interviews, everything we wanted. It settled with ATF last year. Not so with Department of Justice. They're hiding, they're moving things, they're not releasing documents to us. They've said they're doing their own internal investigation where they have 80,000 documents as a part of that internal investigation. They've turned over to us 7,800 of those. So not even 10% of the documents they say they're doing internally have they turned over to us. And the interesting thing is, when Eric Holder came up to the Hill last week early and said, well, let's negotiate this so we don't get to the point of contempt, what he said was he met with Daryl Issa and said, I tell you what, we won't turn the documents over, but we will brief you on what the documents say. Now, you tell me if any U.S. attorney in negotiations would step up and say, okay, we don't really actually need to see the evidence. You just tell us what you want us to know about that evidence. That is an absolutely absurd offer to brief us on what the documents say but not turn over documents. So what he's basically doing is he's trying to use those documents as a bargaining chip rather than turning the documents over to a subpoena from Congress. That's not his right.
Oklahoma Congressman James Lankford, member of the House Oversight and Budget Committees, represents Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.